I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're learning more about what happened in Collegeville, Montgomery County over the weekend when a man was shot and killed in a house. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert with the latest.
55-year-old Robert Pollock was shot to death inside a home on East 3rd Avenue in Collegeville around 11:30 Saturday night. The Montgomery County DA's office says he was shot by an occupant in the home. No charges have been filed, as the DA's office says the investigation continues. But based on preliminary info, they say Pollock was shot as he was forcing his way into the home. Initially, investigators say there was no connection between Pollock and anyone in the home at the time, but multiple sources close to the investigation now say there was another woman in the home at the time whose presence was hidden by the other occupants. That woman, whose name we're not releasing, is on probation, and sources say even though she was not the one who pulled the trigger, that probation is why she took off after the shooting. Sources say she and Pollock had contact earlier in the day, and they say she's told investigators Pollock gave her money to pay back rent because she was about to get evicted. Pollock was shot several times as he kicked in the door of the home on Saturday night. The DA's office will not comment further other than to say the investigation continues. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.